Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Tonight, the major promise from President Biden late today when it comes to vaccines for millions of Americans who are desperately waiting. But how much vaccine and when? President Biden revealing his plan to deliver 600 million doses of COVID vaccine by this summer, enough to give 300 million Americans the two shots required, ordering another 100 million doses from Pfizer, 100 million from Moderna, and an additional 1.4 million doses sent out to the states starting next week. Is it soon enough? Governors already reacting tonight, with lines growing and countless families trying to get appointments and the vaccine and unable to find any. Breaking news coming in at this hour involving former President Trump's impeachment trial, Senator Patrick Leahy, who will preside over the trial, hospitalized. What we're learning right now. Also, senators were sworn in as jurors today, the first time a trial will be held after a president has left office. Tonight, the majority of Republican senators voting to declare the trial is unconstitutional. The trial will go on, but what does today's move say about whether Democrats have the Republican votes they need to convict? And what President Biden even said overnight about the chances of convicting the former president? The major storms tonight on the move, at least 25 states now with alerts as we come on, from California to New Hampshire. The massive pileup on I-25 in Colorado, there are reports of injuries coming in. And that deadly tornado hitting Alabama, at least at EF2, we're told winds of up to 135 miles per hour. A teenager killed hiding in the basement with his family. And one family story of survival, sheltering in their bathtub. Now two more storm systems coming in next. Rob Marciano timing it all out. Tonight, the cases of alleged vaccine fraud growing. The suspect accused of selling fake COVID shots. And the other case, the paramedic accused of stealing doses after making up fake patients. Now claiming his supervisor wanted the doses for his own family. What you need to know tonight. And the new FDA warning this evening on hand sanitizers in this pandemic.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a very busy Tuesday night. A lot to get to tonight. Breaking news coming in right now in the impeachment trial of former President Trump. Senator Patrick Leahy, presiding over the trial, has been hospitalized late today. And what we're learning tonight, we'll go to our team on the Hill. But we're going to begin tonight with President Biden and what he promised late today when it comes to vaccines in this country for millions of Americans waiting for them, saying he hopes to have enough vaccine for 300 million Americans by the end of the summer, ordering another 100 million doses from Pfizer and 100 million doses additional from Moderna. It comes as the global pandemic now reaches a staggering new toll. More than 100 million cases worldwide and more than 2 million dead. Here at home, more than 25 million Americans have now tested positive. That's one quarter of the total cases worldwide. More than 424,000 lives have been lost here in the U.S. Tonight, President Biden again telling Americans this is a wartime effort requiring, quote, aggressive steps, saying keep the faith, we will get there, and that he will always level with you. Those additional doses from Pfizer and Moderna ordered, but he said it will take time to get them and then get them out. Talking about FEMA helping with mass vaccination sites and hundreds of millions of Americans able to get vaccinated by this summer. Governors welcoming the news tonight, but adding that the rate of the vaccine still is just not fast enough. Long lines tonight in many places across the country. These images from Chula Vista, California. And late today, Vice President Kamala Harris rolling up her sleeve for her second Moderna shot, hoping to reassure Americans and urging them to get the shot when they can. There is also news tonight, new guidance from the CDC on whether to open more schools. And ABC's Stephanie Ramos leading us off.
After weeks of frustration over a slow vaccine rollout and desperate calls for more supply, the president saying help is on the way.
We will both increase the supply in the short term by more than 15% and give our states and local partners more certainty about when the deliveries will arrive.
The Biden administration now promising to buy an extra 100 million doses of both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for a total of 600 million, enough to vaccinate 300 million Americans by the end of this summer.
We expect these additional 200 million doses to be delivered this summer, and that increases the total vaccine order in the United States by 50%, from 400 million order to 600 million.
The president confirming vaccine supply will ramp up as expected to 10 million doses a week and increase from there. Starting next week, another 1.4 million doses going out.
We'll ensure that states, tribes, and territories will now always have a reliable three-week forecast on what the supply they're going to get. This is going to help make sure governors, mayors, and local leaders have greater certainty around supply so they can carry out their plans to vaccinate as many people as possible.
Late today, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo reacting to the president's plan.
We're getting about 16% to 17% more. So at least now we can do a schedule for 3 weeks and we can schedule appointments and start to run on an efficient basis rather than what's been going on.
Millions are already facing long waits, a maze of busy websites, and jammed phone lines.
Trying to get a COVID shot for my 93-year-old father.
Art Silk in Colorado taking to the streets to ask for help finding a vaccine for his father, a 93-year-old World War II veteran.
The pandemic is one thing, it's bad. But the way this thing is being handled is terrible.
His kids finally landing an appointment by searching online in the middle of the night. More than 23 million of the vaccines have been administered, but just under 3.5 million people have received both doses. Liz Scott in Arizona can't schedule a second dose for her parents who are over 75 with underlying health conditions.
There is nothing. I have looked every day at every location, and there is not an appointment available. This is a life or death situation. They have compromised immune systems.
And in some of the hardest hit communities, fewer vaccinations. Black and Latino Americans are nearly three times more likely to die of COVID-19. And new data from 16 states revealing Blacks are often two to three times less likely to be vaccinated.
Many people don't have a car to drive to a high volume vaccination center. So where do they go if they don't have a personal or primary care physician? And the answer in many cases is there's nowhere to go.
President Biden also talking about pharmacies getting involved and soon. That was reassuring late today. Stephanie with us from a mega vaccination center set up in New Jersey. That was good news to have another one of these sites, but it had to close today because they didn't have enough vaccine supply, underscoring this immediate need. And Stephanie, you've also got news tonight from the CDC coming in about the safety of children going back to school.
That's right, David. The study looked at 17 schools where masks were worn and social distancing rules were followed. Even though there was community spread of the virus at the time, researchers found that there wasn't much spread of the virus in schools when those precautions were followed. David.
That was encouraging, too. All right, Stephanie Ramos leading us off. We're also following the breaking news tonight in the impeachment of former President Trump. That trial now underway, though the actual start delayed for a couple of weeks. Tonight we have learned that Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy, who is presiding over the trial, has been taken to the hospital. What our team is learning about his condition tonight. The news comes just hours after all 100 senators were sworn in as jurors, who, of course, will decide whether to convict the former president. And today, nearly every Republican senator voting that the trial is unconstitutional. Now, that won't stop the trial, but what does it mean for Democrats and their chances of any conviction? And what President Biden even acknowledged overnight about the chances of conviction, too. Here's Rachel Scott up on the Hill again tonight.
Tonight, the senator presiding over the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump whisked from the Capitol in an ambulance. Aides to Senator Patrick Leahy telling us the senator was not feeling well and after being examined by a doctor was taken to a local hospital for observation out of an abundance of caution.
It came just hours after Leahy swore in his fellow lawmakers as jurors in the trial.
So help you God.
But right from the outset, it became clear there will likely not be enough votes to convict. Republican Senator Rand Paul forcing senators to vote on whether the trial itself is unconstitutional, since Trump is already out of office.
This is not a trial of the president, but of a private citizen.
Democrats and many legal experts insist the Constitution does not exempt former presidents from impeachment.
The theory that the Senate can't try former officials would amount to a constitutional get-out-of-jail-free card for any president who commits an impeachable offense.
Still today, nearly all the Republican senators, 45 of them, voted that the trial is unconstitutional. Just last week, Republican leader Mitch McConnell condemned Trump's words to the mob that stormed the Capitol.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
Mr. McConnell.
No.
But today, McConnell, too, voted that the impeachment trial should not proceed. In fact, only five Republican senators voted to move forward. And one of them, Susan Collins of Maine, later saying this.
I think it's pretty obvious from the vote today that it is extraordinarily unlikely that the president will be convicted. Just do the math.
Democrats need the support of 17 Republicans to convict Trump. And today's show of force, an early indicator that they just won't get there.
All right, so let's get right to Rachel back up on the Hill tonight. And Rachel, last night, even President Biden telling CNN that he believes the impeachment trial has to happen, in his words, but that he does not think the former president will be convicted. So knowing that, and you heard Senator Collins there saying, do the math. What are you hearing from Democratic leadership tonight about the reasons for moving forward? What will they tell the American people? And any additional news on Senator Leahy?
Well, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this is about holding Donald Trump accountable. He says that his actions cannot be swept under the rug. And as for Senator Leahy, we are told tonight he is still in the hospital out of an abundance of caution, David.
All right, our congressional correspondent Rachel Scott again tonight. Rachel, thank you. We're also tracking several storms on the move at this hour, alerts in at least 25 states tonight. And we have now learned that deadly tornado in Fultondale, Alabama, was at least an EF2, winds of up to 135 miles per hour. A teenager killed while hiding in the basement with his family. Tonight, the story of another family surviving, sheltering in a bathtub. Marcus Moore now from Alabama.
Tonight, that powerful winter storm making travel treacherous for millions, up to a foot of blowing snow in spots and ice. In Michigan, a police dash cam capturing a car sliding off the road. In the deep south, tornado sirens piercing the night as the storm closed in on communities north and east of Birmingham.
So if you are in that polygon, this is the time to go to a safe place.
First responders launching a massive search and rescue operation. This hotel ripped apart, terrified guests inside.
The lights were gone. The internal sirens were going off. People were screaming.
Daylight revealing a town torn to pieces. Meteorologists believe it was at least a high-end EF2 tornado with 135 mile per hour winds. Some 30 people hurt. Tragically, a 14-year-old boy sheltering in a basement with his family did not survive. We met Brittany Weiss, who rode out the storm with her 2-month-old daughter Hallie and other relatives in a bathtub.
Got them up, went to the bathroom, and the dogs didn't even make it through the door before the tornado hit.
Oh, so it was that quick?
It was that quick.
Just down the street, Michael Holloway survived in his hallway.
With me being as big of a guy as I am, I got into as small of a ball as I could, and I prayed.
The severe weather, one of several storms hitting the country this week. A separate system to blame for this pileup on I-25 in Colorado. 6 people were hurt.
David, we are back outside that hotel that sustained serious damage. There are cars here crushed under the heavy debris. And by all accounts, this storm developed quickly, and those in its path had only minutes to take cover. David.
All part of that major system. We're thinking about those families. Marcus, thank you. And let's get right to senior meteorologist Rob Marciano tracking these systems as they move across the country. Hey, Rob.
Good evening, David. That storm that dropped that tornado and over a foot of snow in the Midwest is weakening, but now we have 3 storms on the map. Take a look. That potent Pacific storm now hitting the Northwest. We got to get rid of this storm in the Northeast tonight. Another 1 to 3 inches of snow potentially along the coast, but a bit of a mix, but it's all done by 10 a.m. That second storm heads towards the Mid-South and maybe a pulse of snow across the Carolinas. And then the atmospheric river that's going to be coming into California, this is a 2-day event. It's going to bring feet of snow and massive amounts of rain to California. So almost a certainty that we'll see debris floods and mudslides this week. David?
All right, Rob Marciano with us again tonight. Rob, thank you. In the meantime, President Biden also making news on several other fronts tonight, taking executive action on racial equality in this country. Let's bring in our chief White House correspondent, Cecilia Vega, tonight. And Cecilia, President Biden signing 4 more executive actions today?
He did, David, and he is trying to make good on a campaign pledge to address these issues of racial equity in this country. As part of that, as you mentioned, he is ordering the Department of Justice to not renew contracts with private prisons. We do want to note, though, we're talking about a very small fraction of all of the inmates, just about 10% that are housed in these private prisons. It also does not cover those undocumented immigrants who are housed in private detention centers through ICE. Take a look at the other items that he has signed today, these other orders, in addition to this prison action. He's affirming tribal sovereignty. He is pushing to combat xenophobia against Asian Americans, and also to strengthen anti-discrimination housing policies. David, today the president invoked the name of George Floyd when he was talking about all this, saying that his killing marked a turning point about racial justice in our country.
And in the meantime, Cecilia, the other major headline, President Biden's first call with Vladimir Putin, signaling a very different tone than what we saw with former President Trump.
Based on readouts from both countries, a very different tone is right, David. President Biden is pushing for an extension in this phone call of a nuclear arms control agreement that caps the size of their arsenals. He also addressed the poisoning and detention of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. Of course, his arrest sparked all of those protests across Russia, the president telling reporters he's very concerned about this. He also raised the issue of Russia hacking federal agencies, and of course, those reports about Moscow placing bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Of course, also, David, the issue of election interference came up in this phone call.
All right. Cecilia Vega, our chief White House correspondent, thank you. Tonight, the cases of alleged vaccine fraud growing in this country, the suspect accused of selling fake COVID shots, and in another case, the paramedic accused of stealing doses after making up fake patients, now claiming his supervisor wanted the doses for his own family. Here's our chief national correspondent, Matt Guppin, tonight.
Tonight, that alarming warning from authorities, COVID-19 vaccine fraud and other misconduct on the rise. In Florida, paramedic Joshua Colon accused of hoarding doses, claiming a supervisor wanted them for his family. A tough-talking sheriff making an example of the pair.
What were you thinking? Did you only have 3 brain cells? I mean, how's that going to work?
Colon, seen here winning the Paramedic of the Year award just weeks ago, now accused of stealing several doses of vaccine by allegedly concocting vaccination recipients.
He confessed. He said, I made all that up. It was all fraudulent. It was wrong.
He's being charged with multiple counts, including forgery and falsifying medical records. Authorities say they are now investigating whether the supervisor played any role as well. In Washington state, federal officials calling Johnny Stein a snake oil salesman for posing as a biotech expert, claiming to have a COVID vaccine and offering to inject patients for between $400 and $1,000 each. But the vaccine, claim officials, is untested, untried, and potentially unsafe. And tonight, a new hotline launched by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to crack down on vaccine deception.
You will see scam artists. And you will see fraud. I guarantee it.
David, and now the Better Business Bureau is warning that scammers are reaching out to folks via email, phone, social media, purporting to try to help them set up their vaccinations. And then they ask for personal information and money. David.
Yeah, got to be extremely careful. All right, Matt, thank you. When we come back here tonight, the new FDA warning tonight about hand sanitizers in this pandemic.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/tonight.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, a formal apology from the Capitol Police for failures during the deadly riots at the Capitol. Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman testifying before Congress that police knew that militia groups and white supremacists would be there and that there was a strong potential for violence. She also says National Guard troops were requested 2 days before the riots, but that the request was rejected by their supervising board. One member of that board denying the claim tonight. To the index of other news tonight, and the FDA has issued what's called an import alert on hand sanitizers coming to the U.S. from Mexico. The alert for products possibly tainted with methanol or wood alcohol. That chemical can be toxic when absorbed through the skin and life-threatening if ingested, so pay attention to your sanitizer. Finally, America Strong, the six-year-old who protected his sister, then so many helping him. It was 6 months ago you first met Bridger Walker right here. Bridger has always looked out for his little sister, Brielle. They were at a friend's house in Cheyenne, Wyoming, when a dog charged at his sister, and Bridger protected her. He told his family, "I stepped to the side in front of my sister so that the dog wouldn't get her. I kept moving so it couldn't get past." They say the dog jumped at them and got Bridger's cheek. He was rushed to the ER, a two-hour procedure, 90 stitches. He was okay, and his little sister, unharmed. So many of you were moved by Bridger's bravery, the little superhero recovering at home in his superhero outfits. Actor Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man, talking to Bridger, dressed as Spider-Man.
"You are so brave, mate, and we are all so proud of you."
Well, tonight, 6 months later, this is Bridger now, his scars healing, and his family telling us tonight, "We are so grateful for the prayers, support, messages, and well wishes from around the world. Because of the moral and medical support, we've got Bridger's smile back, and that is truly our happy ending." And tonight,
"Hi, it's me, Bridger."
The message that Bridger sent to the doctors and nurses who helped him.
"And doctors, thank you for getting people healthy and strong again, especially the doctors that helped me."
We love Bridger and her sister.